Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We start marching, you march with us. Please.
Just two of y'all.
Do it, just come on.
Black lives have always mattered. We have always been important. We are a physical representation of our support for George Floyd.
Bang on them.
That changed the world.
Yes, he did. That little girl at the end is George Floyd's 6-year-old daughter, Gianna. The video instantly went viral, and it made us all think about how much this must be impacting her. I'm Erin Lim, joined by Morgan Stewart and Nina Parker. I mean, what a brave little girl.
I mean, yeah, definitely brave. It's just, you know, a black man should not have to die to change the world, you know? So it should be sobering to a lot of people because she should still have her father here.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been talking a lot about privilege lately, and one of the privileges that I have and we all still have right here in this show is that we still have our fathers, and I think that that is a privilege that a lot of people might take for granted, and it's sad that that privilege was taken away from such a young girl. And Gianna's mom, Roxy Washington, she broke her silence on George's death in a very emotional speech.
He will never see her. Grow up, graduate. He will never walk down the aisle. If it's a problem she's having and she needs her dad, she does not have that anymore.
I mean, it's heartbreaking. There's really no other reaction to be had. I mean, this little girl has lost her father. He's never going to come back. And although it's incited, you know, a positive step forward, we're all hoping. I mean, it was senseless. It didn't need to happen. That's the problem with what's been going on. And she's never going to be able to have her father there for any of the life experiences that we've all been able to have our father for. And there's no reason that she should have had a different experience.
Yeah, I need people to talk about this more than I feel like they're talking about the loss of property. You know, I'm hearing people say, well, that was really bad what happened, but this is what's happening with property. And while, of course, that's something that is sad, a lot of these businesses are able to rebuild. This girl will never be able to have another conversation with her father. And I think that's the important thing that needs to be talked about right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. We also got to talk about Kiki Palmer's powerful moment with the National Guard. Take a look as she makes a plea for the Guard to march with them in the peaceful protest.
This is when you and y'all stand together with the community, with society, to stop the governmental oppression, period. We need you. March beside us. You get your people. Y'all march beside us. March beside us. March beside us. Let the revolution be televised. March beside us and show us that you're here for us.
If I can't leave this post, I will march through this street with you guys to that next intersection.
I don't know.
March from this intersection to that intersection, but I have to control this area.
Control.
What are you controlling?
Control. What is it, the control, man? March with us. It will send a huge message. We just march. Just march with us.
Can you take a kneel?
I don't know. They ain't enough for me.
They
ain't enough for me.
So you could hear Kiki in the background saying, it isn't enough for me. And obviously taking a knee is not going to change a system, won't make everything go away. But was taking a knee in this instance enough?
No. I don't think these types of moments help, really. I'm one of those people who I feel like what helps me is real action. I feel like we are now getting into the moment where we're getting these photo ops, where mm-hmm. we're getting these moments, because, like, to me, I'm like, okay, what happened after that? Because we're hearing all these protesters, and if you're paying attention to social media, if you're looking at these protesters who are peacefully protesting, they are being met with a lot of aggression from law enforcement. If you're watching these videos on social media, I hope people are as appalled as I am to see some of the actions of law enforcement with people who are peacefully protesting. So while these moments are great for the general public who isn't paying attention, if you are active on social media, if you are watching people who are out on the front lines, all you have to do is open up your social media apps to see what these people are experiencing. So for me, I don't need you to kneel. I need you to hold people accountable. I need you to treat people like human beings when they're being peaceful and protesting.
I agree. I think that at the end of the day, I mean, he was so controlled by the post that he had to, quote unquote, guard. And she kind of challenged him on that. And she was like, what do you need to control? We're peacefully protesting. We just want you to walk in solidarity with us. And I think if I was him in that moment, I really would have taken it upon myself to be on the right side of history and said, you know what, that post is still going to be there. I'm going to walk with everybody and show that I care about them and their lives moving forward. So I just think it was a missed opportunity. And I think that the crowd kind of, I don't want to say gave him an easy way out, but I mean, it was easy to take a knee and sort of get the good press and the photo op, as Nina said. But really, you know, he should have done what Kiki asked him to.
Well, people have been so used to being mistreated that I feel like if they see any little ounce of humanity, they're excited for it, you know? And I think, we shouldn't have to beg to be treated with, you know, a decent amount of respect. So, you know, for me, this doesn't really help the cause at all.
I think there are some changes being made right now, and especially with the protests. I think some of the decisions from the powers above are reflecting that. Yesterday, police officer Derek Chauvin's murder charge was increased to second degree. And according to court records, the three other officers who were at the scene have been charged with aiding and abetting murder in the death of George Floyd. To be clear, no one has been convicted of anything yet. Do you think justice in a way is being served?
I don't even know how we pose that question. Like, how do we even pose a question, has justice been served? They haven't even been convicted yet. Absolutely not.
Yeah, agreed. And I also think, they don't need to be convicted by a jury or by the court of law. They're completely convicted. In my mind, there's absolutely no discussion that even really needs to be had. I really challenge anyone disputing that, because we saw what took place. And that's all we needed to see, quite frankly. And so I really hope that this is the one time that people step up and these men go to jail for the rest of their lives.
I hope that the trial is not moved. I hope it stays in the city where it occurred. And also, I hope that there are convictions, because we have seen people be arrested for police brutality. We've seen arrests happen famously in the past, and people have been let go scot-free. So, you know, the arrests are a step, and I think that's a big step. But I think there's still a long way to go. And I don't even have the words, if these men are not convicted, of what is going to happen.
Let me ask you guys this. With everything going on right now, do we think that the protests will continue until we see those convictions?
I think that's a huge possibility. I mean, we're looking at protests in Paris, in New Zealand, all over the world. It's not just here in the United States. You know, it's just like, if people are missing the mark with why people are protesting, then they're just choosing to be willfully ignorant. People are protesting all over the world. So if people think that this is just going to go away, it's not. So there has to be change, or it will continue.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
mentioned earlier, the protests are global, and British star John Boyega has gone viral over a speech he gave while protesting. The Star Wars actor broke down into tears at times while in front of a massive crowd gathered at London's Hyde Park. Check it out.
I need you to understand how painful this is. I need you to understand how painful it is.
Guys.
To be reminded every day that your race means nothing. I don't know if I'm going to have a career after this. We don't know what George Floyd could have achieved. We don't know what Sandra Bland could have achieved. But today, we're going to make sure that that won't be an alien thought to our young ones. We don't leave here and stop, you know? We don't leave here and stop all together to make this special.
So John has been praised for doing the good work and protesting, but he's also been met with some just terrible comments on social media. These are some of the comments John has been getting on social. One says, quote, "You are not even American. As disgusting, sad, and bad as it was with George Floyd, you just using excuse to spout hate against white people." I mean,
I don't even want to give any sort of light to a tweet that exists like that. That is so effing far gone. It is. what does it matter if he's American? And I mean, the fact that I want to point out that he even had to say, "I don't know if I'm going to have a career after this because I'm stepping up for people of color." The fact that that is even a thought that he has to feel like is in his brain to contemplate is also part of the problem.
You know, and I'm not going to lie, you guys. I think that's a thought everybody who is Black has when you're thinking about employment, because you think like, how far can I go? Because there are so many people that don't look like you in a workforce. And I think that's been a legitimate concern of a lot of Black people is like, can I advocate for people who look like me? And is it gonna seem radical? And it sucks that people even feel like that. So I completely understand why he made that statement, because at some point you have to say, I have to do what feels right to my soul and spirit, and speaking up for yourself and for your community should never be looked down upon. But I have to tell you, there are a lot of people who would rather you be silent. There are a lot of jobs that would rather you be silent than be an advocate. And I think that tide is changing, but I completely understand why he said it. And I think it's important to really show these negative comments, because as much as you can get that praise, there are just as many negative comments in your social media, people talking, you know, making comments. And it's important to blast those as well, so people can see how absolutely ridiculous they look.
Yeah, and John has been shutting down racists for a long time now on social media. How much do you engage with the hate? Is it good to shut them down in a very public way, or is it giving trolls too much power?
I think it really depends. I really kind of try to pick and choose my battles with quote-unquote haters. I mean, I think in this case, they're not really haters. They're definitely people who are racist. So I think that ultimately, I feel like if there is a resolution that can be had and there's a conversation that somebody can take something away from in a positive way and learn something, I'm willing to engage in that. But if somebody's just so far gone in their thinking, I'm not going to waste my time getting upset over somebody that is just completely out of their head on matters that I completely disagree with them on. So I think that's something that you really do have to pick and choose. You can't give attention to people that just want to spew hate.
Right. Yeah, I think it depends. You know, I think it depends on where you're at. If you asked me Monday, I had time on Monday. You know, Monday I was, it just depends. But Tuesday I might not, you know what I mean? It depends on the mood that I'm in, you know, because there are days where I might let my chopper sing. And then there are days where I'm just blocking people. It just depends, honey, because there are some days where you are more enraged than others. Some days you're Martin Luther King, some days you're Malcolm X. It just depends.
Yeah, I know. And it depends on who you want to highlight, because sometimes these trolls online have like 10 followers, they're talking to himself, and you know, it's still hate at the end of the day and it affects us. But then when we respond, now we're highlighting it to more people to chime in. So yeah, you definitely have to wisely choose who you engage with, but it is never okay to spew hate, because guess what? If you catch us on that one day, we're gonna fight back.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's important sometimes to show people some of the ugly stuff, because I think that there are some people who think it doesn't happen or they don't realize it's that bad. And I think like when I talk talked about my experiences of some of the things I was getting, people were shocked. And I posted a few of those in my Insta story, and people were shocked that people felt the need to DM me some of the things they were saying. So sometimes I think it's important, even though it's uncomfortable, to show it, because it gets ugly.
Yeah, it does get ugly, and people are exercising their freedom of speech maybe too much at times. And, you know, actually, Mark Zuckerberg is coming under fire after choosing to allow a post from President Donald Trump to remain on Facebook. The post, which was also shared on Twitter, said in part, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." Twitter hid the post under a disclaimer saying it violated their rules about glorifying violence, while Facebook left it alone, a choice Zuckerberg continues to defend. Facebook employees staged a virtual walkout over the decision, and some have even resigned. Should social media platforms police comments, or should people be able to, you know, exercise the freedom of speech no matter what?
I mean, I think people want you to be able to exercise freedom of speech until it says something that offends them, right? I mean, there are so many people who were advocating for our constitutional rights 3 weeks ago when they wanted to open up their favorite barbershop, but now that people are doing it and exercising a fundamental right to be able to protest peacefully, they don't like that. So I think sometimes people like to pick and choose who gets to have freedom of speech, who gets those freedoms. So that's always interesting to me. But, you know, I think that people have to be able to express themselves in a way, and if it's legal, We have every right to be able to do it. And I think on social media, especially if violence, that should be unacceptable. Violence being enacted, inciting, you know, public groups to come at each other, that should never be acceptable.
People are literally walking out on Mark Zuckerberg and don't agree with him. And they are very adamant about them. They want Facebook to be on the right side of history. And the fact that he hasn't even taken the time to maybe think about things from a different perspective is also kind of telling.
And take a look at the people who are in charge of his company. I think there are definitely some people who are higher ups at Facebook that have leaned on the more conservative side, and people feel like that is taking place as to why they feel like maybe there have been some things that have been let go that other social media companies have not.
Yeah, right? You know, I don't like the fact that just anyone can go onto social media and spew hate and spew false facts and negativity. But at the same time, we have the power to turn off these notifications, to virtually block people, to just turn off our phones. You know, that is what social media does. There are the good things, and then there are obviously the really bad things.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Still ahead, Tinashe is with us, and she's telling us how participating in this week's protests have inspired her.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook Games.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. We have singer and actress Tinashe with us. Tinashe, I literally said on my show, The Rundown, the other day that you are in these streets, and I am so here for it. I love it. You've been protesting out there. Can you just tell us about your experience, what it's been like, what you've been seeing?
Yeah, it's been amazing. So I've been out every day since Friday. That was the first day we were in downtown LA. And every day I've seen incredible things in this protest, just beautiful people coming together of all different walks of life. It's not just Black people. It's not just white people. It's everyone. It's old, young, well, mostly young. But so many different people, and it's been really interesting to see firsthand the energy shift throughout the protest, because as more and more people have been joining, the energy has gotten actually more and more hopeful, more and more together. Yesterday, the protest was one of the most inspiring things I've actually ever been a part of. There were people handing out waters everywhere you went, and snacks and hand sanitizer, and people were singing songs, and it just had such a spirit of togetherness and unity. It's been a really, really amazing thing to see firsthand.
Yeah, I love that you're here talking about that experience, because I think so often in the news right now, we're seeing a lot of the rioting and the looting and things that aren't capturing the spirit of what the protest is. So that's really awesome that you've had such positive experiences. And you've also been so vocal on social media about the need for change and for people to just do better. What do you want to see more right now from the people?
Well, I think this is a really, really great opportunity now that we have all of this energy, now that we have all of this focus and attention around the cause, to shift that into really tangible change. Like, how are we going to move forward from this? What are we really going to implement on, you know, our day-to-day level as well as in the government that's going to really protect people, that's going to elevate people, that's going to move us forward? I mean, obviously, most of this is centered around brutality, police brutality, and racism in the police department. So it's really important that real change is happening and not just performative change or performative support. Like, people really want to see things happen.
And change is happening. There are new charges against all four officers who were involved in the death of George Floyd. What else do you think needs to be done?
I think that, first of all, we all need to be really reflective of our part in this entire whole and how we take, you know, advantage of the systems that give us privilege every day in our lives, and really look at how to fix those problems in a really, really, really reflective way, because there's so much that we have to do moving forward to make change that isn't so obvious as well. It comes from within us. It comes from like a really huge revolution as a society and changing our mind state and moving forward, keeping the focus, as well as in legislation. I think we have to call out our local governments. I think we have to go out there and vote. This coming election is so important. So it's really important to do your research on both the people that are in power in your community, as well as really reflect within your family.
Yeah, and I see that you're also holding your peers and friends accountable. You know what I'm talking about. And I think a lot of people really appreciate that. So keep doing the good work that you are doing, girl.
Thank you. We stand with you.
We support you. Love you so much.
I love you so much.
Stay safe out there.
Sending love.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go, I want to ask you a question. How do you handle friends who don't feel the same way you do about issues? Does it ruin the friendship? Because I don't know if I have a couple friends anymore.
I think if you have friends that see things differently than you do, I think it's your responsibility to educate them. I just had to ask myself a very simple question. Does Black life matter to me? The answer was yes. I care about my Black friends. I care about my Black colleagues. So it was important for me to make sure that that stance was clear, because I didn't want to leave room for people to assume that I didn't. And I have a friend that has been posting on their stories, had not posted anything prior to yesterday's Black Square. And one of his Black friends was upset with him on the phone. And I just had to kind of check him real quick and be like, what are you surprised about? Like, how are you shocked by this? Like, this is somebody that is going through something that you're never going to understand. You are friends with this person. You go to dinner with him. You go to fashion shows with him. He's taking note of you right now. It's just about showing your friend, somebody that you hang out with consistently, that you care about them, and you are going to put that out to the world. So exactly. I just think if you have a friend that's not willing to take your advice and listen to you when you're on the right track, then I think it's cause for friendship ending.
Agreed.
Exactly. Yeah, I think all you have to do is ask yourself and ask friends this question. Can you just read the room? And that's all we have time for right now. Thank you guys for joining us. We will see you tomorrow.